What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy Monday, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we had a big day of coaches having breakfast and talking to the media. And honestly, today was better than I ever expected, Mike. I thought, hey, Robert Saleh's going to talk. What's he going to really say? John Harbaugh's going to talk. What's he really going to say? Bill Belichick's going to talk. What's he really going to say? Oh, no, no. These guys had a lot to say, and I'm digging it.
Every one of them gave us a gem, including Andy Reid and Bill Belichick saying, you guys have to wear pants and sweat. We're wearing shorts. Beat it. So you got that. You got the fact that Harbaugh comes out to a throng of like 85 guys because Lamar Jackson decides to take out a flamethrower this morning and get the party started. We had a full weekend of chaos across the sporting landscape. And now I'm watching a game on NBA TV that I would love. Do we know anybody over there? I'd love for them to switch to the more competitive game. You know, something with meaning, like the Kings and the T-Wolves.
Call Jim Nantz. Call, he'll tell you. He'll get you. He is always the king of we're going to take you to a more competitive game.
Yeah, now he's sad Jim Nantz because, you know, as it's been well documented, there would be no run to the final for the Planet Houston.
Now, before we get into the big day in the NFL, let me just say this. Tonight, the Sacramento Kings, with a win, can clinch a playoff berth.
That's huge for multiple reasons.
First time they will be in the playoffs since 2006.
More recent than the Knicks.
What? No, stop. It's not. That's a lie.
Not the Knicks.
You just blew my joke, jerk. Why don't you just say, oh, LeBron, no, it's all your fault, LeBron.
No,
just
you threw it up to me and I dunked it.
No, you didn't dunk.
Throw it up for Rex Ryan, the LeBron James of feet.
I dunked that like I was playing the Rockets tonight.
Listen, you're the LeBron James of producers, okay? Just be the LeBron James of producers.
Look at that.
And you're the Rex Ryan of feet.
It would be – well, Rex Ryan is the Rex Ryan of feet. I mean, let's be honest.
Let's match.
He thinks you've eclipsed him.
So when the Kings win – if they win tonight and they clinch, the longest drought in the Big Four sports.
Besides the Knicks.
No, Knicks were the playoffs 2 years ago. Sorry. Go be a producer.
Remember, they were dancing on the streets.
They were.
And we were talking that
game,
they should have
right?
greased up the poles like
yeah,
they were
when
in Philly.
They beat the Hawks in that one game, and it was great. No, of the four major sports, the longest playoff drought.
Since the
team
the
that hasn't been to the playoffs the longest, the New York Jets. In 2010.
There you
they
go.
They will own that drought, and they will wear it for at least the next 7 or 8 months until we get
I knew it was one of your teams.
Season. Well, and you know we were in the playoffs.
I'm batting 333, baby. One for
the Hall of Fame, baby.
Yeah, but that's not good. When you get questions on a test, though, getting you know, one out of three right isn't great. You're not going to pass.
Yeah, are there essays that I can argue my way through?
That drought will fully belong to the New York Jets. But speaking of the Jets, let me just say this. I hate to say I told you so.
Do you?
But last week, what did I tell you was happening? And why did I tell you how the Green Bay Packers completely misplayed their situation with Aaron Rodgers? Because they couldn't wait till the very end. Right? Remember, the first asking price for Aaron Rodgers was 2 first-round picks.
Which
came
was
off
insane.
Of that right. But then it came off that to a more reasonable 1 first-round pick and something else. Okay, great. But the Packers couldn't wait. They couldn't wait to start talking about Aaron Rodgers in the past tense and talking about his career and saying we're ready to move on. Him coming back isn't our preferred choice right here. They couldn't wait, and they had to do it. And all they did, we talked about it last week, all they did was completely torpedo their own value for him, because now you can't have Aaron Rodgers back. And so what happens now? Now the Jets are going to sit back and say, oh, we don't need to give up a first-round pick because you can't have him back. And now what did Packers GM Brian Gutekunst say today? Like, well, everybody spoke today. We don't necessarily need a first-round pick back from Aaron Rodgers. I told you last week the Jets were going to take advantage of that because the Packers couldn't shut up until it was all done. They're the guys in the heist movie that blab, and they got to get taken. They're the Stacks of Goodfellas. Oh, you couldn't just be cool, Stacks. You had to go to your girlfriend's house and leave the truck where they could find it. Yeah, go make that coffee to go. They were the Stacks of this situation, and so now here they are. They're not getting a first-round, and that's why the deal isn't done right now, because the Packers have to save face, and they got to get everybody on board with, hey, we're not going to get a first-round pick for Aaron Rodgers. Just so you know, we're not getting that pick. And here's Gutekunst today dropping that. We don't necessarily need a first-round pick back, and the Jets are walking around flexing, saying, yeah, maybe we'll give up a 6th-round pick or a 7th-round pick. Now, it's going to be more of a couple of seconds or a second and a third, something like that, which is much more reasonable and feasible than giving up the first-round pick they might have had to give up if the Packers could have just been cool. But they couldn't be cool, so now the Jets are going to win this deal twice. They're going to win it by getting Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to win it by not giving up what you thought they'd have to give up for him. The Jets are going to be double winners here, Mike Harmon.
Well, maybe you can break that streak, buddy, and pass that torch to somebody else at the end of the season here. Look, which will be the 2023-2024 NFL season, as it looks like that's going to become a thing. When the Gutekunst thing to me this morning was one of the more laughable things ever. It was like an open-air version of those dumb confessional things on reality TV. What's your relationship status? Well, we tried contacting him multiple times, and he ghosted me. Mm-hmm. That's really where we got to in this.
Yeah.
Our inability to reach him or respond. And anyway, I think at that point we just kind of had to... I had to do my job and reach out and understand that a trade could be possible. .. And then it comes back down at the end. Certainly, whenever a player may have issues, you prefer that they talk to you directly and not do it in the media. But that's not necessarily the way he goes about it. And that's okay. And then you'd cue the sad Tom Rinaldi music. Maybe they'd extinguish a torch. Maybe they'd rip the dead rose out of his hand. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. But Gutekunst looked like a guy who is defeated. That this offseason has taken years off his life and maybe has snatched his soul away just having to deal with this. But regarding the trade demand, yeah, I mean, it was a dubious thought that you were going to get 2 first-rounders. And look, it's all reports and speculation in that regards as to what you believe is real or imagined. But for a guy that has been indecisive about his desire to play, now 2 MVP awards in that process, but both years, I don't know that I want to play. All right, I'm back. And then this year, darkness retreats, McAfee interviews, talking all sorts of junk about, well, a little bit of everything. Nobody knows me. Packers leak some stuff to try to smoke him out. Like, you know, you're getting ready to take somebody down at a sabotage move. Let's go to Survivor. Let's just take Survivor and run with that. And you're trying to take down the strongest member of the tribe. No, it didn't work. Didn't work. He's still laughing at you. He climbed a tree and is waving at you while your camp burns. So now you've got this situation where it's the Jets or nobody. He always still has that option of just screwing everybody and walking away, which would be funny as hell. But as it stands for the Packers, yeah, this becomes the kindergarten. You get what you get, and you don't get upset at this point. Give me a couple of day twos and a conditional if he does anything and, say, ends that playoff drought.
I feel like the Packers, they got together either last night or today, and it's like they were all just tired and sweaty, and they just said, it's just done, okay? It's just, we screwed up. I'm tired. I want to move on. Because now already you have the Gutekunst part of it is, hey, we don't need a first-round pick. We tried to talk to him all offseason, and he ghosted us, right? Like, I'm just seeing Gutekunst trying to text Aaron Rodgers.
Like, legitimately.
The text isn't going through.
Are you there?
So I feel like they're just done. I feel like they're just done.
You know what that means, right, Jason?
What's that, buddy?
That he hates the Packers more than Adam Schefter.
He might, yes.
Because he actually responded to Schefter, lose my number.
Yeah,
he didn't
but
even
I don't
bother
know.
Getting back Not to the sure. Packers.
But yeah, but I don't know. At this point,
what do you mean you don't know?
He might know.
It wasn't
hate,
up for debate.
He might hate Schefter more than the Packers. I don't know. Who does he hate more, the Packers or Schefter?
No, when you respond to somebody and not respond to somebody, I think the one that you do not respond to, you probably hate more.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it becomes the, you know, also know it's going to agitate them more. Right? And it's going to force a reaction.
Yeah,
it's going to get them pissy and throwing stuff around. And whatever their relationship was, you know, again, we'd had all those reports that maybe there's some friction between Rodgers and LaFleur. And I keep going back to that Tampa game when Rodgers had his opportunity to plant his feet on the turf and call a timeout saying, we're not bringing out the blanket field goal kicker and giving the ball back to Tom Brady. He missed that opportunity, but clearly he harbors great resentment for that attempt and that call for that playoff game. So with Gutekunst, I mean, we had no idea, you know, where it lied, you know, the relationship was, how fractured it was. But clearly, if you're not even going to return calls. Now, granted, in a darkness retreat, or if you're walking the earth on your ayahuasca retreats and wandering Guatemala or wherever you were going, maybe you don't have good cell reception. So maybe those messages didn't come through. You know how when you go somewhere and you lose a signal and you think you sent a message and then it didn't go through and you don't recognize that till later on, all of a sudden goes, oh, that didn't go through. That's bad. That's bad. I wanted to get back, and now they're probably mad at me. Mm. Although, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you basically say, oh, well, that's too bad.
I thought I returned that. I'm sorry. I thought you know, it was sitting in my scent, and I didn't send. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
I thought you said we were all right, Spider.
They're just
fellas again.
Now it's like, okay, listen, we're just done. Can we just go with the whole we hate him now and he and try to win the PR battle of it? And they're probably like, yes, fine. Okay. So I'm going to let everybody know today we're not going to get a first-round pick. People are going to be pissed. I got to let them know. But I'm also going to say that we tried to talk to him and he blew us off. It's like now they've realized, okay, we blabbed when we shouldn't, so we screwed ourselves getting a first-round pick back. So now instead, let's just go full bore ahead with we tried and he was the bad guy in this because we got to find a way to win that battle. Because there's going to be a lot of fans who are upset that this is how it happened, especially when it goes down, we don't get a first-round pick, and we let the Jets get the better of us in a negotiation. There's some teams where, hey, we got the Steelers got the better of us, or that no. When the Jets do, it's like, oh, well, we gotta figure something out here. So it's
but
like
here's
it's
the
like
problem
they
is they
hit
you,
that
you
resignation.
Snatched, yeah, you snatched a huge loss, and you had the victory. Because I think you had, I mean, a lot of non-NFL fans certainly hated Aaron Rodgers. And Packer fans were just tired of the dance because they did it 15 years ago. So you had public opinion. You had everybody on your side. And you blew it.
You blew it, Smith.
Aaron sent you a text. Not sure if you got it. if this is your email, let me know. Wanted to talk to you, buddy, about how great a season we're going to have.
You buddied him.
CC Pat McAfee. If you talk to him before we do, let him know we love him. Dear, sincerely, the Packers.
Mike, do you realize how glorious it's going to be when the Jets don't have that plan B?
They so biffed it.
I don't know. We got to get to that other part of the Jets side of things because I raised my hand on the assumption everybody's making based on public comments of a certain figure in that organization.
No, I'm going to be right the whole time because Zach Wilson's going to start.
Dude, just worry about the Lakers, okay? Just worry about the Lakers and the biggest seven games of LeBron's
balls.
Career. Okay? Just work about the Lakers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, we had Jason Lock and Four on last hour with us.
Hey, he was great.
Washington Post NFL Insider. He's always great. And he talked about the situation. No one's been closer to the Lamar Jackson story than him. He's the one that started telling us in September, look, this is going to happen. He's going to want to trade. He's not going to want to be here. The Ravens had all kinds of chances to sign him long term. They haven't done it. And today we get the information that he makes the trade demand. He made a trade demand earlier this month. On March 2nd, he told the Ravens he wanted a trade. And in his social media post, makes it sound like his days with the Ravens are done by saying that he'll always have a big place in his heart for fans of Baltimore, Flock Nation. But wherever his career takes me, he'll continue to be close to your fans, and you'll see me again. This is not a guy coming back, Mike Harmon. This is not a guy coming back. This is not a guy going, hey, I'm hoping that I can stay, but you never know. Hey, the things are crazy. We're not sure. No, this is no matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll always be close to my fans. No, he's gone. He's gone. He's not suiting up again. You can franchise him. You can do whatever you want to. He's not going to play. So all that's left now is the trade when it actually goes down.
What do they call it when you throw up in an eating contest, right? It's the reversal of fortune.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Stop.
Okay.
It's just
enough.
A reversal. It's a reversal.
A reversal.
They say it's a that's the guy with the big hat goes, oh, and we have a reversal on the stage.
reversal here, and that's kind of where I'm at with this topic. It's like it's every day it's a new drama piece between he and Aaron Rodgers. Like, one of you make a decision and stick to it. I asked for a trade on March 2nd. Well, do we really need that at this point? You're in the open market. Clearly, you had some level of communication with the team where you told them to beat it on no uncertain terms, which is why we got to this non-exclusive tag and the wishing, wanting, hoping. It's like, yeah, if we really can let you test the market and potentially still get you to come back. And if you leave, then we get multiple first-round picks. And that may still end up being how this goes if it drags out beyond the draft, which is always an interesting permutation. But, yeah, the latest of the posts where all of a sudden Lamar Jackson got really active on social media. I can't say that he was. Not that I've followed him religiously low these many months, but it seems like ever since the Ken Francis debacle of last week, all of a sudden he wants to tell you everything he's got on his mind, which makes for great content. It's just you're making yourself look a little foolish in this prospect, since nobody's come to the table to knock on your door, because that's really what the desperation of all this reeks. I posted on my Twitter at Swollen Dome the nice picture of Billy Crystal flipping cards and When Harry Met Sally, right before he starts saying, "Call me, pick up the phone and just call me. Somebody please call me already."
Well, that's why he's doing this. I mean, that's why he had to do this, because he knows that I need to let people know that I'm available for whatever reason. And look, it's not something that we haven't said for months. Dude, you have to have an agent. Yeah, right. You're making it much more difficult than it needs to be.
Or you've got to be realistic in the process.
Well, yeah, that's the part of it. Yeah,
because he said they offered him 3 for $133. That's $42 million dollars a year.
Yeah, but you wanted more.
It's not the 5 years you wanted.
No.
But that's a hell of a lot of money, and you'd be able to not have to go after seed investors for your mobile gym thing.
Well, the first thing is that while I'm sure Ken Francis is not happy with the developments going on, but this is Lamar Jackson tweeting out, and maybe who knows? Maybe the gym is solvent. Beyonce, I don't know.
GM,
but, or Ken Francis is tweeting for Lamar. How about that?
He knew he needed to do this because maybe he listens to the show and we said, you got to take control of your career now, because this is one of the reasons why no one's calling. No one knows. You're a complete and total wild card. Lamar Jackson is a wild card. Nobody knows. Who do I talk to? Do I talk to him? Does he have a friend that I talk to? How does this go? What does he want? We don't even know. And this is why this hasn't been the Lamar Jackson's available. Let's all line up and see if we can convince him to come play. So he knows I have to put this out there. So he puts out there, I requested a trade a couple of weeks ago, and the Ravens haven't helped. All right, the Ravens didn't say anything. The Ravens didn't put it out there. The Ravens didn't call anybody. So I want you to know that I'm available, that you can come get me. Now, is this the best way to do it? Of course not. He should have somebody that's actually knows how to work situations like this as an agent doing it for him, and his life would be so much easier, but he wants to choose the hard way. This is what I put on him and say, you know, you're making it much more difficult on yourself than you need to. So that's why he did that today. Hey, I want you to know that this is out there, and you can come call me. I still want to do it my way, and if the Ravens wouldn't make a phone call or tell anybody I was available, or that story didn't get out somehow for the last 2.5 weeks, I'm putting it out there today. When John Harbaugh is right about to meet the media at the owners' meetings at a breakfast, I'm letting people know that I wanted a trade. So he's trying to take ownership of this, even though he's not doing it the best way. At least he's trying to do this. Now, if he does go, I think the one thing he has to see right now, no matter what, is that no one's going to give him the money he wants. And maybe Jason Lockenfour was right, that he would take less guaranteed from a different team. He just is so pissed off at the Ravens that I'm going to make you give me all this money or I'm going to go. But he really has to come off of that more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. He's not going to get 5 years. I think a lot of teams would give him whatever he wants for the next 3 years. Like that 3-133 all guaranteed. I could see that in a second from another team. Hey, all right, yeah, we'll do that for 3 years. You get into 5 years, you get into when he's going to be 30 years old and what kind of shape is he going to be in? How healthy is he going to be? I completely get why teams are backing away from that, because the only thing we knew was that he wanted more guaranteed than Deshaun Watson. And if you're going to do that and have the money average out, that's a 5-year contract, and teams are a little nervous about that. But if he wanted to go you want to throw out the 3 years, 133 from another team, yeah, I think there'd be a few other teams would say, okay, we can deal with that. We can do that, and let's see what we need to give up for Lamar Jackson. Let's try not to give up two number ones. You don't want him. Let's make a move now, because because we know that him going back there is impossible. And the more time goes on, the Ravens lose all sorts of leverage because Lamar just isn't going to play for him. They can hit him with the tag if they want to. Lamar's never going to show up there again. I mean, you're done. You're never going to see him even close to anything. And he won't even be wearing Ravens colors at any point. He might have – he's going to be throwing all purple things in his wardrobe away. I'm not having anything purple. Not going to wear it. So now, as long as he comes down off of that, and again, having an agent and letting people know that would be the right thing. But if he comes down and goes 3 years, $42 million, something like that, yeah, then he's going to get teams interested, and then you're going to see a couple of teams get into it trying to make a deal for him. But he's got to come off of that. And once he lets everybody know that that's the case, then you're going to see the market open up.
July 17th, to work out a long-term extension with the team or sign the tag and play the 2023 season. So this could drag on forever unless some team comes with a huge offer. Because what you don't want, if you're Lamar Jackson, right, that 3-for-133, Ravens might be willing to go significantly higher. And by significantly, I'm talking percentages, not to that 250. But say someone comes in at 175, they might be okay with 175. And it's all been a big game of chicken with Lamar and his family and Ken Francis and whoever's sitting at the table. Because that's the thing, right? Lamar has to be at the table because he doesn't have an agent, which is what the whole Ken Francis flap was all about. If you haven't gone through the certification and acknowledgement and everything through the NFLPA and certified by the league, you don't get a seat at the table. I mean, you could sit there, but you have no official say.
Respect the hustle.
There is a lot of hustle that's got to be done, but unfortunately, it's for this gym. Ken Francis is the guy that's hustling, Harm. I mean, he's hustling for the gym.
No. Look, yeah. I can't fault him, but in the end, you look silly if you're Lamar. And look, he's going to get a giant bag at the end. It's just may not be the one he anticipated. So he'll win, especially if it's not, hey, you got to go back to Baltimore and play on the 1 year non-franchise or non-exclusive tag and the dollars that are lost in that process. But if you're some of these teams at the top, and this is the big extension of this, are you willing to wait? Right? Indianapolis has the fourth pick. Kip Heron is like, oh, he'll look good as a Colt. Like, are you going to give up the fourth pick and a giant bag and all this stuff? Nah, wait till the draft. Get your guy and then say, hey, you still have a distressed property. We're ready to come in and buy on the low.
There's a couple of different ways to do it, certainly. I mean, there are a couple of different ways to be able to say, okay, let's try this. And I would want to think, I would expect to think that the Ravens would want it done before the draft. When it comes down to it, they're going to want the picks they're going to get for this draft. Right, and maybe they're going to be able to get a quarterback out of it.
But the beauty of it is they have no control at this point.
No, they don't. But they would want. But if Lamar wants a trade and they can work out a hey, we have a team that's going to work out a contract, because that's how it's going to have to go. Is Lamar's going to have to basically, if the Ravens won't do anything, Lamar's going to have to find his team.
Right.
But the Ravens have to know that if we don't do anything, he's not going to come back. Right, the Ravens have to know that at this point, that it's not, if we just ignore it, Lamar's going to play quarterback for us. That's not how this is going to go, right? Because that's exactly what they're doing. Like, I don't know if that's their thought is that, well, no one's going to pay him. He's just going to come back and play for us. No, that's done. He's not the guy that's going to put out this this dare and play his trump card and then, oh, it didn't work, I'm going to go back and play for you. He's never going to play for you again. And the Ravens have to know this. So there's got to be some kind of impetus on their end to want to get a deal done. And whether it's Lamar finds a trade, a team willing to give him the contract, and then they figure out the trade, or it's, hey, we're going to just make this trade in general because we want to give up this pick this year and a pick next year rather than two first, whatever. But they both have to work on this, and I got to think they want to get it done before the draft. I can't see, I mean, I don't know that this is going to be something where you're going to see Lamar sitting out there and then after the draft, oh, we didn't get our guy, so now here's $130 million guaranteed. This has got to be a team that's going to go in and say, hey, Lamar's our guy for the next 3 years. We're giving $130 million. We're giving up the picks. We know who we are, and we're going to go forward with that. I can't see it happening after the draft because of that.
Well, but it comes down to this. This as cool as it is to see him talking about requesting a trade or whatever, as soon as we got to March 15th, it didn't matter anymore. because that's the way this works. Here's, you can go in an open bid, right? It's why Derek Carr didn't accept the initial terms and everything with New Orleans, even though that's where he ended up. He doesn't help the Raiders in the process and doesn't lose any draft picks for his squad. Likewise here, I mean, you could have a backdoor deal with the Colts, or I mean, the Commanders protested a bit too much about their quarterback room, but that's what you're doing. You're playing a little bit of poker. Behind the scenes, you may be having some conversations, at least in the rooms, not with Lamar just yet. Otherwise, maybe he'd tell us in his litany of posts. But to where, like, all right, if we could play the waiting game, and the waiting game sucks, there's no question, because you have to have plan B, C, and D. But if you're one of the teams that's drafting high, you might be able to hold out and play a game of liar's poker at this point, because there haven't been any offers, right? You would have thought in 2 weeks' time, there would have been some movement, some traction, and even without an agent to leak stuff to Schefter, Rappaport, and the Lock and Four and the litany of NFL insiders, like Jay Glazer and company, that you'd had some information about a meeting or something else. And instead, you got a bunch of chirping crickets.
You don't think this greases the skids now? Because I think what Lamar said, no. This greases the skids. Okay, now I asked for a trade. I really want out. It's okay to come get me. It's okay to come get me. If you were nervous before, it's okay to come get me.
Yeah, I think it was okay to come get him. I think if anything, if you're going to go after him now, like now it might force the issue where you end up in a trade scenario where it's not just those picks. Right, because the Ravens side, the way the deal has to be constructed, and still, if I'm one of those teams in the top, do I necessarily, like, if I wanted that deal, it's been sitting there for me, hasn't it?
Right, but now it could be a different deal. It's okay, I don't want to give up two first-round picks. What if we did something different? Let's make a trade, and we'll do something different than this. And the Ravens, because they...
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
They know they have to move on. He's not going to come back and play. There's that little bit more that's out there. It's not just you're going to give him all this money and you're giving up 2 first-round picks. Now that I asked for a trade, now that might be something that is out there for, okay, something different, something I didn't want before. Now there's an alternative to it, and maybe this is what greases the skids for it.
Might be more in player assets, though.
Mm,
right? So that becomes a problem. Well, not to mention a giant pile of cash.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Well, today, I would just say this is curious timing, right when John Harbaugh, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, was set to speak to the media at a big breakfast. Lamar Jackson put out a tweet saying that he has demanded a trade from the Baltimore Ravens. He demanded the trade earlier this month as the team, quote, has not been interested in meeting my value in contract talks. He said, no matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to my fans of Baltimore, Flock Nation, and the entire state of Maryland. You'll see me again. Yeah, this is not a guy coming back to the Ravens. There is no one who knows this situation more, who hasn't been telling us for months this was going to be the result. Longtime NFL insider, Odyssey, Washington Post, Jason Locke and Fora. Jay, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, I was trying to see if this dog wanted to go out one more time, but I guess I got my answer.
Oh, there you go.
That was the ambient sound there. Yeah, I'm going at full NPR here. It's another day in Baltimore. I don't want to tell John Angelos how to run his franchise, but if the owner of the Orioles were to get Adley Rutschman or Gunnar Henderson signed to an extension in the next, 48 hours, the pendulum in this city would swing from purple to orange so flipping fast. Not that it's not already headed in that direction. Again, an update. Apparently, the pooch does want to or need to go out now, so more ambient sound. But, yeah, it's bonkers here, man. But good on Lamar. Like, he was going to at some point have to say the quiet part out loud because the Ravens weren't, and the Ravens were going to continue to operate as if nothing to see here. We hold all the cards. If something materializes, great. If not, we've got his rights. 200% Lamar would like to be back. 200% we want Lamar back. You know, don't pay attention to what your lying eyes, you know, or your crying ears are telling you. This is fine. This is good. We're going to be all right. You know, and John Harbaugh is still peddling that stuff, and he has to. But, you know, and Sashi Brown, their team president, who, you know, little known fact or maybe highly known fact, was a general manager of a winless team in Cleveland. But by all means, that would make him totally qualified to be the team president of the Baltimore Ravens. You know, these guys got it all under control. This is how it goes with 26-year-old MVP quarterbacks. It always ends up in a franchise tag and a public trade demand right as the owner or right as the coach is about to speak to the media at the league meetings. Yeah, this is totally normal. I've seen this all the time. Like, this is how it goes, guys. This is just the cost of doing business.
So how does it end now? Because teams could have called him. They could have brought him in. They could have put a contract offer out for him and given up the first-round picks. Does this make it easier? Does Lamar have to back off his guaranteed money? How does this trade happen now?
Here's the thing about the guaranteed money, and I've been saying this on my radio show since before the season started, Lamar Jackson is highly likely to be willing to accept less elsewhere than he is here. Like, so in other words, it's the opposite of the hometown discount. I busted my ass for you, risked my neck for you for the better part of 5 years. I know you want to squabble about and, you know, squibble about the last 5-6 weeks of this past season, but I played 5 years for $33 million. You never gave me one penny more than you had to. The one time the owner spoke publicly about me, he came off sounding like a jackass and said, even I don't think I'm worth his money. So I lived through that with you. I am much more inclined to give a discount to somebody who just wants to wrap their arms around me and say, you're the everything, my everything, you're going to take us to the promised land, right? Who I haven't risked my neck for yet, who I haven't been through the wars with, who I didn't go from being the most joyful player in the league to a guy who seemed beaten down the last 18 months by the business of football. Like, I haven't gone through that with you. So I'll give you the benefit of the doubt before I give this guy the benefit of the doubt. Like, I think that's where his headspace has been since, I mean, at least since things, you know, stalled out a year ago at this time after, you know, Bashotti, again, at the owners' meetings last year, comes out and says, yeah, that Deshaun Watson thing isn't for us, and I don't think Lamar even thinks he's worth what he's asking for until he wins me a Super Bowl. So, I mean, it's just, it's been so bizarre and meandering and winding, and people here are worn out by it, and they're frustrated by it, and they're fatigued by it, but they're also, like, completely, like, engulfed in it. Like, it's sure. Like the car crash that you can't stop looking at. So where is it going? I don't know. Like, this to me puts more pressure on some of these spineless owners who've been pretending like he's not really available. Like, this is the best football player who you could talk to this entire offseason. There is no better football player in free agency or in this draft than Lamar Jackson. Right, and you can talk to him, and you can find out what he would pay, he would play for you for, and you can find out a way to strategize to keep him away from the Ravens, because clearly this isn't just about Lamar wanting somebody else to do a deal for him with the Ravens. It's about Lamar getting the hell out of Baltimore and playing for you, right? You could do all that, and we're 2 weeks into it, and no one has even attempted to do that. Like, that was pretty fishy. So what he's done now is to make it public, like, and to get the kind of questions that were asked of Robert Kraft and, you know, Irsay and some of these guys today, like, to put the heat back on the owners. Like, well, wait a minute. If he doesn't want to be there, and this isn't about doing Baltimore's work for them, and even Baltimore knows that even if they match, it might be really ugly and awkward between them and this quarterback, and he still might not show up to anything he's you know, mandated to show up for. Why aren't you taking a run at him again? Like, why aren't you, Woody? Woody, I'm talking to you, Woody.
Exactly.
Wake up, Woody. Hey, disingenuous. That crap out of Joe Douglas today. If I'm a Jets fan, I'm puking on my sneakers.
That was like, a good rat, given the razzle-dazzle thing, wasn't it?
What,
like, a lot of bluster?
What are you talking about? Like, you don't even have a gentleman's agreement. You have nothing. You don't have anything. And, guys, how many times have we seen trades and free agent deals that were handshakes in February at the Combine, not materialize in April, either because something better materialized or the player wasn't being completely forthcoming about what he really wanted to the agent and he didn't really want to be in that place, or the medical, right? You get around to the physical and it falls apart. It happens all the time. But the Jets are now completely beholden to the whims of this lunatic 40-year-old quarterback, you know, who's got no other options. Like, they need to bow down to the altar of Mark Murphy and keep negotiating with these guys as if there's anybody else who wants to take this back $60 million backup quarterback off their hands? I mean, okay, whatever. I mean, make it make sense.
So, 3 for $133 would have bought a lot of those entire gyms. How did the Ken Francis saga go over there in Baltimore?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got heavy Tom Emanski vibes off of that sizzle reel, man. That,
wow, Fred McGriff with the big high hat was pointing at you? Wow,
It was a mixture of, like, Emanski and those, what was it, Copper Tone or whatever, those ads where, like, Brett Favre is playing, like, football with Jerry Rice, you know what I mean? And you'd think he could wait until he had a new team to roll that out. Like, yeah, this whole thing has been utterly bizarre, and Lamar has had a lot of unforced errors in the last week. But I feel like, again, today he returned serve, and he put it back on the Ravens court, and he put it in these owners court to say, like, I don't want to be there. I want to play for you. Come tell me why and how I could play for you. And maybe somebody wants to wait till after the draft, you know? If I'm Irsay, I'm calling the Ravens right now, and I'm saying, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to put something together that you really don't want to match, and this kid doesn't really want to be there, and I'm not convinced you really want him. So we could do this one of two ways. We could do it right now for the fourth overall pick, and you know at least you have a road to a potential quarterback this year, if you like that. Or we could wait till after the draft. I'll take Anderson, the best player on our board, overall at 4. I'm going to the playoffs with your quarterback next year. I'm going to make the trade after the draft, And you can have, you know, pick number 19 in 2024 and pick number 22 in 2025. Because, again, I'm going to the playoffs with your guy, and he's still not going to want to be there. And you're still really, in your heart of hearts, not going to want him back there at the price I'm going to make you pay. So pick your poison. What do you want?
You know, the thing that I go back to, Jay, is you go to the Colts and I go to the Patriots, right? We had the story today. Bob Kraft said Meek Mill, yeah, who he's very close, yeah, with, said, hey, go get Lamar Jackson. He says that's Bill Belichick's call. This seems like exactly what Belichick would want. He wants a dual threat quarterback. He wants somebody it's why he went to get Cam Newton after Tom Brady. And it hasn't happened yet. And I'm scratching my head. Why? Because that's the fit that I don't get. Not that I'm not against it, because being a Jet fan, as you know, it's me. I'm crazy. Yeah. You know, okay. But why hasn't that happened yet?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They really liked him out of college. They went and worked him out at the end at Louisville. I know Josh McDaniels at that point in time was strongly advocating for Lamar Jackson and felt like he could be the torch. Like, that could be the real, you know, that's who we hand it off to. And we go from Tom Brady to this completely different thing. And in the short term, we find ways to get Lamar Jackson on the field. Ultimately, you know, things, though, they were still at a point in time where they were competing every year with Tom Brady. And I think Belichick felt like that might rock the boat a little too much. And he didn't want to go there. You know, so they took the running back, and it didn't really work out, right? Sonny Michel. And so there's probably a part of Belichick. And Belichick is a guy who does admit defeat. When he messes something up, evaluation-wise, he'll generally quickly realize it and try to pawn that mistake off on somebody else. So I know that he and Kraft have been having conversations, you know, around this topic for weeks. Now, I think what Kraft did today was pretty strategic, and I think it was also planned out. And he knows that Belichick doesn't have to talk to the media much this time of year. But he did it after, you know, the coach's breakfast already happened. And he did it in a manner, I think, in which if the Patriots don't get Lamar Jackson and they go, whatever, 7-10 with Mac Jones next year, I think Bob Kraft is saying, well, wait a minute now. I put the coach on notice because we're not winning that much anymore. I've kind of let everybody know that, you know, we had a boondoggle at offensive coordinator last year, and that was a joke. We don't have the greatest roster in the league, and there's this generational player who's out there, and I'm going to find out if my coach is motivated enough, who's also my GM, to go and make this happen, or if he's just going to run around to these pro days and pretend like, you know, we're fine. So I kind of felt like he put Belichick on notice a little bit. But the problem is, you know, these two sides hate each other. So the whole trade part of it, like, as much as I think Steve Bisciotti doesn't want to pay Lamar Jackson anything close to what he wants, and as much as Lamar doesn't want to be in Baltimore, it would be almost more personal them losing Lamar to New England than it would be even like a Pittsburgh, because of what's going on between these organizations. I mean, they've gotten in fights over practice squad fullbacks in the past. So I think Belichick's probably thinking, I would just be doing their job for them, because they'd rather lose them to Irsay, or they'd rather lose them to, you know, even Woody or somebody else than they would lose them to me.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Check him out on Odyssey, his latest on the Washington Post. Anything you need to know, Lamar Jackson or the number one women's lacrosse team in the country continues to be Syracuse. He has all of that source story information for you. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a wonderful week, gentlemen. Thank you.
See you, buddy. All right, there he goes. And he's going to probably take the dog out now. I assume maybe the dog needs to go out now.
Well, you know, the dog got excited.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.